The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. There is wonderful news for pastors and others who desire to speak the truth of God into the governmental realm. A long-standing unconstitutional practice appears to have been exposed enough to cancel its threat. In 1954, U.S. Senator Lyndon Baines Johnson added one line to a Senate bill which took away the right of church leaders to speak freely from the pulpit about government issues. It did this by threatening to remove their tax-exempt status with the IRS. This threat has been used by liberals ever since as a weapon to keep pastors and others from speaking the truth about candidates and issues in the governmental realm. Honest scholars of the U.S. Constitution have known all along this law was unconstitutional because it violated the right of free speech. The First Amendment of the Constitution, after guaranteeing that Congress could not establish a particular denomination as a state church, then says, "Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech." Thus, Johnson's law was plainly a violation of the Constitution. However, last year, the Alliance Defense Fund, the legal arm of Focus on the Family, asked pastors all across America to boldly make statements about their positions on candidates who were running for office in their September 28th church meetings. They were hoping to have someone file a suit to complain about the pastor's public analysis of candidates. ADF would then defend those pastors free of charge in an effort to challenge the 1954 law in court, believing the law would be declared unconstitutional. Many pastors accepted the challenge and spoke out boldly against candidates who had unbiblical positions on issues like abortion or homosexuality. One such pastor was Gus Booth in Minnesota. Reverend Booth had told his congregation in the May primary, quote, "If you are a Christian, you cannot support a candidate like Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton for president. They both support abortion and homosexual marriage, and the scripture vehemently opposes both," end quote. Some months later, Reverend Booth preached a sermon concerning the 2008 elections and then turned himself in to the IRS. He was hoping they would take him to court. Instead, after months of investigation, the IRS wrote him a letter telling him the investigation was now closed. Evidently, they didn't want the law challenged, knowing they would lose their case. They're admitting by their actions that the law is unconstitutional. A number of others who did what Reverend Booth did have had the same response. This is wonderfully liberating news for church leaders who felt threatened about speaking into the governmental realm for fear of losing their church's tax-exempt status. Once again, we may and must speak what the Bible says concerning the ideas of government servants and political candidates. Now is the time for us to obey the biblical command that the prophet Micaiah said to the wicked king Ahab. "As the Lord lives," he said, "what the Lord says to me, that will I speak." Charles Finney, probably the greatest revival preacher America ever knew, said it this way. "The church must take right grounds in regard to politics," Finney said. "The time has come for Christians to take consistent ground in politics, or the Lord will curse them. God will bless or curse this nation according to the course Christians take in politics." So, if now we as church leaders don't speak up about the actions of government servants, does that reveal we simply fear man more than God? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.